hurrying around all day long, and then comes home and says, and flops down and chases, I'm really what?
Whipped.
Okay.
Worn out.
Or tired.
Exhausted. Tired.
Okay. Good. And then, little girl had to come home from school because she what in school? She
misbehaved?
No, this is illness.
Oh.
She
became ill?
Right, or sick.
Became sick.
Okay. And he's coughing. You say he looked, he didn't wear enough clothes. He went out in the cold weather, and it sounds like he
caught a cold.
Right. And I talk like this and say I'm
hoarse.
And I have a
cough.
And it's, you wake up in the morning, you say, well, I guess it's time to
get up.
And so, boy is over there, and he doesn't wake up. He says, somebody better
wake him.
Right. And the doctor brings you some
medicine,
and he says, and he gives you the bottle of medicine, puts it down beside your bed, and then comes back and visits you on another date, and he sees that they're all the medicine is still there. And he might say to you, haven't you what your medicine? Haven't
taken.
You? Right. And you say, well, yes, I yesterday.
Took.
Right. And a person can't hear, he's
deaf.
And a person, a liquid runs down his forehead.
Perspires,
okay.
All sweats.
Okay. And a large discharging sore.
Welt.
Or a, this is one that has a head on it. And is,
scab.
Yes, and sometimes has to be lanced.
Abscess.
Uh-huh. Or a B-O-I-L.
Boil.
Right. And what is that, what do you call a substance inside a boil?
Pus.
Okay. And his hand was infected. You could tell it was infected because it was red and it was all
inflamed, swollen.
Right. And it, he said, I, it suddenly in my hand
swelled.
Okay. And a person is receives a bullet, and he, so you call that a bullet what?
Wound.
Okay. And then if they, the wound did not heal properly, you might say it was, what would you call that? Do you know the term?
Infected.
Yes, or this is something that has to be cut away. Do you know the term?
Lanced.
Proud flesh?
No.
At all? Okay.
I mean, I've read, you know, some of these things.
It's a literary term, sure. Something stronger than mercurochrome. That,
you know, iodine.
Okay. And something that's used for malaria.
Quinine.
Okay. And a person, the neutral and veiled terms for a person who's no longer alive. You say, he did what last year? He
died.
Right. And any crude terms?
Pay, croaked.
Okay. Okay. And the place where the body is
buried.
Yes, that's right. And what is that, the place called?
Grave.
Okay, yes. But that's the, but within, the, there are a number of graves within a
mausoleum?
Yeah,
or crypt?
Larger than that. What would you call the whole place?
Cemetery.
Right. That's right. No, it was a matter of getting the
sense. I know,
right,
getting us into the right.
Yeah. And then the container that they put the body in.
Coffin.
Okay. And then the ceremony that's held is called the
funeral.
And the family might wear black for a given period of time or something, or not in, more likely would not entertain for a while. You'd say the family is in
mourning.
Okay. And someone says, how do you feel? In response to how are you? So I feel.
Fine.
Okay. And a person is concerned about something. They say, don't, everything will be all right. Don't
worry.
Okay. And this is a kind of illness that strikes you and causes you to troubles in the joints. Especially.
Arthritis.
Right. Or another one. Starts with an R.
Rheumatism.
Right. Is that the same thing in your mind?
No, they're two different.
Okay. And this is a disease that killed, well, 40 or 50 years ago. We had a terrible epidemic of this in this country.
Influenza?
Yes, and another one. That's with a D. D-I-P.
Diphtheria?
Right. Okay, and then this is a yellowing of the eyeballs. It's sometimes called yellow.
Jaundice.
Okay, and you get a pain down your side. You might be getting a attack of
appendicitis.
Right. And a person can't, what did you say the dog did before in the backyard?
I said spit up.
Right. Would you say that for children, too?
Yes.
Okay. Any crude terms for that? That you've heard?
I've heard it, but I can't think, because okay. I've heard Steve say it.
Sure.
The dear old Navy.
Okay, yeah, I'll bet there's some good ones.
But I couldn't tell you.
Right. Well, I think I better take this off here.
All right.
Near the end.